North Vancouver RCMP say a man received serious injuries after being attacked by a dog while on a run, and investigators are now hoping the public can help them find the owner of the canine responsible. The incident happened on the 700 block of Copping Street in North Vancouver's Harbourside neighborhood just before 7 p.m. on March 26. Police say the man was running when the dog, which was being walked on leash by a woman, lunged at him and bit him. The man was seriously injured and had to be taken to the hospital for treatment. Police say the woman, who had a second leashed dog with her at the time, was initially confronted by the victim but she refused to provide her contact details. Instead, she simply walked away north on Baywick Avenue near the train tracks. North Vancouver RCMP Const. Mansour Sahak issued a release on Wednesday, including a description of the dogs and the woman walking them. The dogs appear to be Australian Shepherds, both identical looking with brown, white and black fur. The woman is described as approximately 50 to 60 years old and standing about 5'8". She was wearing a purple puffy jacket, black pants and black shoes at the time. We're asking the dog owner, or anyone with information on the identity of the dog owner, to come forward and call us at 604-985-1311 and quote file 24-5808, Sahak said in a release. Sahak said if and when they do learn who the owner is, police won't be pursuing a criminal investigation. Rather, they will assist with an investigation by the City of North Vancouver's bylaw officers. Under municipal bylaws, dogs deemed aggressive typically are required to get a separate license and the owners must face more stringent rules, including keeping the dog muzzled while in public. If the dog has a history of aggression, bylaw officers may seek a court order to have the dog destroyed. We're hoping to get a dog owner's side of the story, and look into the history of dogs, if they have previous incidents of dog bites, Sahak said. There are a number of things that will come into play, and then that's going to make the ultimate decision for animal control. Dog owners are reminded of their responsibilities to report any dog bite incidents to animal control and to exchange information with the person whom the dog has bitten, the release states. Brichter at nsnews.com, twitter.com/brentrichter.